Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona, 0941504. Georgia, 69178. Illinois, 031.0058339. Nevada, 57237. Oregon, Tennessee, 184373. Texas, Washington, MLO 237926. Heidi Slagle Points, California, DBO 1666881.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
All right, well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I am Debbie Marcoux, and as always, I've got Heidi with me, but this time we're not social distancing.
Nope, we're back in the office.
We are. It's so nice to have you here. You have no idea.
Oh, I do. I do.
So much easier to do it this way. Well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. What is it that we do? Well, we bring you guys all kinds of advice and education around home financing, buying your first home, refinancing your property, and getting your debts in under control, I guess is the word that I should use. A lot of times, you know, you find that your credit cards are a little too high and you've just got to get that cash flow under control. So that is what we do. We bring you this show once a week. All of the changing guidelines, things are definitely different today than they were just 90 days ago. Things are changing very, very fast, rapidly and quick with, you know, COVID and everything else that's been going on. So we're just here to try to make sure that we're bringing you guys all of the information live. So if you are watching us, please feel free to put your questions into the comments, and Matt would be happy to read those to us. And
we already have a couple. All Erica right. says hello, and Christopher Mejia says hello from Cali.
Nice. Well, it is good to see you. Hello. Thank you so much for watching. We really appreciate it. If you guys have any questions at all, please put them into the feed. If you guys are listening to our show on Saturday morning on Go Country 105, we love that too. But if you guys want to get your questions answered live and on air, you guys have to watch us on Wednesdays. We are live at 5. We are on Facebook, YouTube, and what's our other one? Twitch?
Twitch.
We're on Twitch. That is right. So we're on all three, however that you want to watch, or whichever social media platform that you prefer. You guys can watch us there. Just make sure that you either follow the Facebook page or you subscribe to our YouTube channel and you click that notification button so that you know when we do go live. So anyway, this is our catching up with mom time. And it's the first day that Heidi came into the office after, well, since March 16th, right?
Yeah, it feels like it's been forever.
Yeah. So we tried to catch up and do things, but it's so different when you're not in person.
It is. Because we try and catch up. We're on the phone, but then we get a phone call. We get an email. We've got to jump off and work on a loan. And so we don't really get those little moments where we have a second to catch up. So it's hard.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. So, you know, I was on vacation last week.
You were.
How did you do?
Well, I'm still here.
You're breathing.
I'm breathing.
Yeah.
You know, it was okay. It was okay. It was a little clunky though, because I was also moving.
You were? Yeah.
So you were on vacation. I was moving and we were busy.
Yeah.
We were very busy. Luckily our clients are really patient people. They're very nice.
I saw what you guys had going on and it looked like you had it 100% under control. Larry and Carrie and Cindy, I mean, they really did step up to the plate and handled it. Everybody that needed to have questions answered got their questions answered. Anybody that wanted to get their application started did. And you really just rolled with it. I mean, you got those applications in and you got them done. And I just can't thank you enough, because I'm going to be honest with you, I really needed that time off.
You know what you did? You deserved it. So, speaking of, how was it?
It was awesome. It was so awesome. It was amazing. I feel like a whole new woman. I mean, I feel like I'm, you know, 5 pounds heavier. I'm sure that I gained some weight while we were there because we were eating donuts for breakfast. It was just the easiest thing to do, you know, when you're on vacation. Right. And we were, you know, drinking a lot of milkshakes for whatever reason. That just seemed to be the thing for the week.
You were in Arizona though.
We were. So it was hot. Yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah. So we were craving those. So, but no, it was great. I got some vitamin D, got some sun. You know, we just had an absolute blast with the boat. The kids had a great time. Little Zeke was just so cute. Oh my goodness. He loved swimming, just had such a blast on that boat. It was a little, at the very beginning, the first day that we got on the boat, he got sick. He actually got seasick. So we called the pediatrician. We said, what do we do? And, you know, he's only four. And they said, you know, give him Benadryl. And I thought, well, is that just supposed to, like, calm him down? He said, no, no, it really does help with the, you know, the seasickness and car sickness and everything. So we gave him Benadryl every time we went out then after that. And he did great. He didn't get sick at all. Absolutely loved it. Couldn't get himself fast enough off the boat. I actually even got a little bit of time. He liked to climb on the tube and then jump, slide off the tube into the water. But I was able to actually get him to sit with me, and we did get towed behind the tube very, very slow. But he absolutely loved it. So it was fun. It was the time that I needed with my kids and the family. And
right.
I
will say he looks so cute in his life vest.
Yeah.
I got to see the pictures as you were posting him on the boat and him just sitting there, even when he was just sitting there having a snack in his little life vest. He looks so adorable sitting on the boat and so content.
Yeah, he was. He was just absolutely, he had a great time. The kids had a great time. Manny loved it. I don't know what the next toy is that he thinks that I'm going to buy, but I'm done. Toys have been bought for at least another, I mean, it took me 10 years to get to an RV and a boat. So
right.
It's going to be another 10 years before any new toys come into our life. But no, it's a blast. I'm looking forward to our next trip. And, you know, we're going to have to try to do it more often, because I think that I went, you know, almost a full year without taking any time off at all, like not a day. So I think that we just need to try to do that a little bit more often so that I can kind of unwind a little bit, refresh, yes, breathe. And then, you know, you come back in and you're ready to go and you're busy. And
you definitely need it, especially in a business like this. We're working all the time. It's almost 24/7. You have to be able to have some break and spend time with the family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, it was great. I mean, it's Mortgage Mom Radio, right? We're talking right. all about family. And I live at my office. So, you know, it kind of defeats the purpose of working that hard if you can't, you know, also give your family the time. So, right. No, it was great. Can't wait to do it again. Looking forward to it. So
good.
Yeah. Good. So how's your moving going? I mean, you moved. You sold the house. You moved. Your plan was originally to go to Tennessee. Then you decided you're going to Arizona. Now, you know, right now, obviously you guys are just renting until you do figure out what you're doing.
Right.
Which a lot of people will do, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, you, you definitely take the cake on, hey, I'm going to do it. And you do it.
Yes.
Without another plan in place. But
I do. Generally, when I make up my mind to do something, I do it. And we did. So we listed our house, and I did not expect to list it and sell it so fast. So that definitely, was a little less planned than
right,
I wanted
right.
it to be.
Yeah.
But we sold it very quickly. It was very smooth. Now we're staying with some family, and we've been house hunting. So I'm going to stand on a soapbox for a minute.
Okay. All right. Do it.
So we are looking in Arizona, so we're not in the state, right? So we are looking, we're finding these beautiful houses. I mean, oh, it's got this, it's got that, everything we want. Right? We want a single story. We want a pool. We want somewhat property. I mean, nothing huge, but decent.
A nice size lot. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the whole reason to leave California.
The whole reason.
Right? Because if you live in California, you get a box.
You get a box. Yeah. Right. So okay. We're looking for some decent property, decent price. And we find these beautiful homes. You get these pictures, everything. So we drove out also last weekend, drove out late Friday night, came back Sunday to Arizona to look at these houses. 7 for 7. Didn't look anything like the photos. So my soapbox is, please, when you're listing a house, it's okay to make the property look really nice, but please make the property look like the property, because you're dragging people in, and all it does is upset them to find out that the property doesn't look anything like the pictures. You can only Photoshop it or touch it up so much, because the fact is someone's going to walk in and see that property and it's not going to look anything like it.
Yeah, it's not what they're looking for, right? Or what they expect. What do you got for us, Matt?
Got a quick hello from Aunt Pam. She says, hi, Bug and Heidi.
Hi. Hi, Aunt Pam. Thank you so much. I love that my family watches. I say that every week.
Yep.
We would love to get other people on here watching. That would be amazing and fantastic. So please, if you guys are listening Saturday morning, make sure you guys are checking us out live at 5 on Wednesday evenings or afternoon, whatever 5 p.m. accounts for.
Right.
But, you know, you guys can watch us on Facebook, YouTube. We're going live. You guys can see us do it. Exactly what we do is what goes to radio. So you can see that everything that we do is not scripted. We are just who we are. We're here to help you out. We're here to get you the information that you need. And we want to make sure that you guys are putting your questions into the comments or into the feed. So whether you like Twitch, I know that's a lot of gamers out there, but hey, guys, you got to buy a house too. Or whether you like YouTube or you like Facebook, however you like to watch us, please make sure you guys are asking us those questions, because that's what gets us a really great show. When we've got people that are asking and we're answering those questions, somebody else has the same question. Somebody else wants to know that. And then they hear the answer, and then that sparks another question. And it's just the best way to do it. So if you guys can, make sure that you guys are following us. You know, you can click the follow on Facebook. You guys can click the subscribe button and, you know, the notification button on YouTube, and make sure that you know when we do go live at 5. It's always at 5 on Wednesdays. Now, if we don't have a show, like last week, I was on vacation, there was no show, then there just isn't a show. So if you guys are following us, you'll know exactly when we do go live, and then you can just click right on your notification and watch us. So yep. Let's get into mortgage a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, it is a mortgage show. I mean, we had fun. So with your soapbox, though,
yes,
we've had a couple of other things happening recently that I've noticed. And these shows every week seem to be kind of like what has been going on, right, with us, right, and what loans coming in and things like that, and what seems to be a hot topic. One of the things that I've noticed recently, too, is that I've had a lot of clients that are writing offers and then coming to me and getting pre-approved. And, you know, they need a pre-approval letter to accompany their offer. And so they're looking for us to somehow produce this pre-approval letter within minutes of having a phone conversation. And it just doesn't happen that way. If you have a loan officer that does do that, they're not a good loan officer. You really do need to make sure. I can't put my name on something. I can't sign it with my license number on there stating that I have pre-approved you if I haven't actually run your credit report, if I haven't looked at your income, I haven't looked at your assets, and I don't know that you can qualify. And that's something that can't just happen within 2 minutes. And you're in a hurry. I mean, you're panicked. Right now, let's talk about it. Every property on the market right now, if it is priced right, it has multiple offers. Every single house has multiple offers. People are fighting to get their offer accepted. And so if you don't have that pre-approval letter, you're not even going to be considered. And I can't give you that if I don't have time to review, and Heidi has time to review. One of the two of us in our office, when you do an application, are looking at your application, and we're truly underwriting it the way that we know an underwriter is going to review it. We don't want to get you to fall in love with a property. We don't want to get your agent out there showing you homes. Get pre-approved first and then reach out to a realtor and start looking at homes. You've just got to take that step. It's really important.
Yeah. So I noticed a lot while you were gone.
Okay.
Wanted to get pre-approved. When you get pre-approved, we actually need documentation. It's not just a phone call either. And to my defense, I don't normally do the first phone call.
Yeah.
So I did do a lot more of those while Debbie was gone, and it's not just simply a phone call. And I did notice a lot of people were like, well, let's talk through this. I'll give you my documentation. I want you to pre-approve me, but I don't want you to run my credit. That also becomes a problem towards the end, because now you need that pre-approval letter. You want to make sure you're approved. And all of a sudden we run that, and there's a lot of debt. That debt has a huge impact on whether or not you can be pre-approved for what you're looking for. We can get your income done. We can run run all the scenarios, figure out what you want. But until we know what that debt is, we do not know what you qualify for. And I run into, more often than not, the debt that is told to me that they have is not actually the full amount of debt that is reporting on the credit report.
Right. Well, a common, I'm just going to kind of piggyback on that, because a common piece that we see is student loans that are in deferment. So when you say, what are your monthly debts? You're giving us your monthly debts, but you're not accounting for those because you're not making a payment on them. So you're not thinking about them. But hey, guess what? We do have to include those debts in your debt ratio. So that's one that's very common that gets left out. Another one is credit cards. Yes. If you've got credit cards that you're using, even if you pay them off on a monthly basis, those credit cards are reporting to your credit report with minimum monthly payments. And so depending on what those minimum monthly payments are, we still have to account for those because you're still utilizing those credit cards. So the credit report is very, very important. And it's something that we do need to do as part of the process. Now, I do the majority of the initial consultation calls. And when I do them, I will always go through with you. What is your income? What are your debts? What are you looking to buy? How much money down? And I will do those numbers by hand to give you a very good idea of whether or not you're in a position that you should be ready to do your application to get pre-approved. So, you know, I'm giving them that piece of, you know what, everything that you've told me sounds great. I really believe that you're going to be about here is going to be comfortable, and I should not have a problem getting you approved for this, but I still need you to do the application, pull your credit, send me your documentation, and then I can give you a pre-approval letter. So, you know, I will still take them through those pieces.
Right.
Because if they're just so far out of spectrum of being able to qualify, I don't want to waste their time either, you know?
Oh, yeah. And I'm talking about kind of the next step, right? I'm ready for that pre-approval letter, but I still want everything done without my credit. We can't do that.
Right.
We have to know what the debts are. We cannot go off of a verbal, my debt is A, B, C, and D. Now I want my pre-approval.
Right.
And I know, you know, I never want my credit run unless I'm positive and I'm ready to move forward and I know that's what I'm doing. But when you're looking for a house, you have to be ready to pull that trigger to have your credit run.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I've got a couple of comments here on YouTube. Nancy says, welcome back. And Dad says, hi, guys. Welcome back, Heidi.
Thank you.
Over on Facebook, Jeff Brandolino says, Mortgage Moms rule.
Thank you so much, everybody. We appreciate it. Thank you, Nancy, for watching. Thank you, Dad. Again, my family, I love it that they watch. Jeff, thank you for your comment. We appreciate that, too. You guys want to know what I did wrong?
You didn't start.
I turned it on.
Oh.
So every single week, and I don't know why I cannot get this one thing. I've got one job, and it is to start the recording on the recorder so that we can take the sound and send it to Go Country for Saturday morning show. And every single week, I forget to hit the start button. So poor
It's going to be another late night for me.
Poor Matt has to then watch the entire show once we're done and re-record the sound so that he can then edit it and get all of our commercials and everything in for radio. So, Matt, I'm so sorry. Would you like me to restart this now?
Please.
Okay. And can you tell me where we're at on time so that I know where we should be about ending for our hour show?
Yeah, we are about 17 minutes in right now.
All right.
And what I love is Matt put a note on the screen that said, start the recorder.
Right. It is what it is. Hey, guys, it's live. I'm sorry. We've got so much going on trying to think, you know, off the top of my head. There's no notes. I haven't thought about what we're going to talk about today. Just wanting to make sure we get started right at 5 live. And I just, every single time, I just make that mistake. So maybe next week I'll get it. I don't know. Trial and error, I guess. This is Mortgage Mom Radio, and you guys are watching us, and you're not quite sure why, because all we're doing is talking about, trips to the river. But we did just go through that with some really, really important stuff about getting pre-approved. I really hope that everybody heard that. Please, 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 you know, make sure that you're getting pre-approved before you get out there and you look at homes. You've got to make sure that you're okay and that you're going to be able to afford that house. You've got that pre-approval letter. The market is really, really busy right now. I cannot even believe it. I've had to explain this over and over again, but, you know, in times like these, when there's a crisis, you know, if you think about when we've had earthquakes or fires or, even the recession, you know, when we're in crisis, a lot of times you'll see just a ton of properties jump up on the market. A lot of people trying to sell. Property values will start to drop a little bit. Buyers might kind of shy away for a second thinking maybe I should wait. And it has not been that way. Really, honestly, people are holding tight. People are staying in their homes. They're not putting their houses on the market. They're not selling. We've actually got less inventory right now than we did before COVID started. So, you know, every property that does come on the market, it's a frenzy to try to see if you can get your offer accepted if you're at that place right now trying to get, you know, buy a home. And, it's busy. People are buying. You know, homes are selling, but the inventory is tight. And, you know, I can't explain it. I feel that, and I said this about 2 months ago on the show, but I really feel that the last recession that we had in, you know, 07, 08, really it was 08 is when it really kicked in, but we started feeling it in 07. But, you know, really the real estate market created that recession. And I really do believe that this time our real estate market is what is going to keep us strong. And even if we do have a very, very slight dip in prices for a short period of time, if and when that comes, I really believe that it's going to be a very short period of time, and it's the real estate market that is going to pull us out of it. So, you know, I know a lot of people, a lot of loan officers, a lot of mortgage companies, you know, they despised the CFPB. They hated them. I hated them. You hated
Everybody hated them.
You know, putting all these new rules in place, all these new disclosures, all these new qualifying, you have to have the ability to repay, you know, all of these things that they did. And now today, with where we're at and with what is going on, it has truly benefited everybody. You know, it really has. I do believe it's kept us stronger.
There was a need for it.
There
right?
was.
No matter how much we felt that over, it was almost like a parent coming down on you really hard and taking away every freedom you had, right?
Right.
But there was a need for it, right? We had to pull away from kind of that chaos that we were in and have some of those rules put back in place. And today in the market we're at, we see how that really did help benefit where we're at and how the economy is doing with the housing market.
Right.
And, you know, obviously I'm shopping for a house right now, and I laugh because I'll go on and I put in my criteria and it's like 68 homes. Then I take away the ones that are pending or contingent, right? So they've already got offers.
Right.
And I get 12.
Yeah. 12.
And it's like, what? Like,
right?
What happened?
Right.
And I'm looking every day and it's like ones pop up, right? Brand new today. Tomorrow it's in contract.
Yep.
And obviously I'm not there, so I'm not really getting into things.
Yeah. No. And so again, you know, that kind of brings you back to the importance of getting that pre-approval and being prepared, because the minute you see it, if you really do like it, do not hesitate. Nope. Write that offer, but you've got to have that pre-approval letter to go with it. So, and I can't tell you how many times that I get phone calls where I have to cross-qualify the borrower. So let me explain what that means a little bit too, because a lot of people don't know what that means, and that is a big piece of the buying process. Matt, you look like you got something to tell us.
Yeah, we got a question on YouTube. Christopher Mejia is asking, is it better to apply for a home loan together with my wife? Will it make a difference?
Okay, so I'm going to actually answer that, and then I'll get back to the cross qualification. So just don't let me forget, because that's a big piece of the puzzle that a lot of people don't realize happens. So should you buy with your wife, or should you not put her on the application? So it really, truly depends. We're going to look at the whole situation and let you know if one way or the other is going to benefit you. If you both have about the same credit score, if you both carry about the same debts, a lot of times when you're married, you have joint debts. So really, we're going to only hit you one time for that same credit card. If you're both working and she's got additional income, then obviously in that situation, you're going to qualify for more because we can add her income to your file. Now, if she's not working at all, so there's no income, and maybe she does have some of her own debts. Like, for example, sometimes there's a spouse that is in school and they've got student loans and they're not working, so they have no income. So their student loans and their no income would actually lower the amount of what you could qualify for. So it really just depends, but we're going to definitely help you and answer those questions for you, especially if we can get a one-on-one, you know, consultation together and talk with you about your situation and what each of you guys have going on and where are your credit scores and what is the income and what are the debts, then we can absolutely guide you better as to, you know, whether it is beneficial or not to have her on that loan. Now, a lot of times with, not a lot of times, but every time, if you're doing a government loan, so an FHA loan, a VA loan, I even believe USDA, we have to actually account for your spouse's debt, even if they are not on the loan. So a lot of times if they're not working and they are in school and they have student loan debt, if we're going to do an FHA loan or a VA loan, you might as well just apply with them and have them on the loan with you, because we're going to count their debts against you anyway. You qualify with your own income, you know, to for that house. So,
right. Unless the credit scores are greatly different.
Right.
Right. Because we'll qualify you with the spouse's debt. However, we don't necessarily have to qualify with that credit score. So again, like Debbie said, it all just depends on your scenario. And what Debbie's always going to look at, or if I'm looking at it, is we can look at both husband and wife and then decide maybe it's better for one and not the other, or it's best to have both.
Yeah. And I always tell everybody, just do the application with both of you because it's really easy to remove somebody. So if it doesn't make sense to have them on the application or they are hurting the situation, we can always remove them. That's very simple. So always just apply with both of you and see where we go. And then if there's another strategy, we can always remove them. So it's not a big deal at all. We're going to work with you. It's not like, okay, we saw it, so now we can't help. We're not the underwriter. Our job is to fit you into the box. So I'm going to make that box round. I might make it, I might make it a triangle. I might make it a diamond. But I'm going to make that box and I'm going to make you fit in that box. So if we need to remove somebody or, you know, clean up credit or, you know, because we do need the income or whatever that situation might be, we're going to work through that with you. So just keep that in mind and be honest, be as open and honest as possible when we have that conversation so that I know exactly what I'm working with and how to help you. There is nothing that you can tell me that is going to ruin your chances. If you don't tell me things, you're actually ruining your chances when things do pop up at the, you know, last hour and we didn't know about them. So definitely, you know, I love the question. That was a fantastic question.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. So everybody out there listening, I haven't said it in a while. If you guys want to give us a call, please feel free to do so. It's 844-935-3634. Get yourself on the calendar. Get an appointment with me. Let's talk, whether it's purchase or it's refinance, whatever it is that you guys want to do. But give us a call. We'd love to help you. You guys can go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com. All kinds of tools on there. You guys can contact me right through there for email. If you guys have the phone app, feel free to email me through the phone app. You guys can call the office from the phone app. If you want to get the phone app, it's pretty awesome. We've talked in previous shows all about the calculators that are on there. Heidi's been looking for houses, so I know she's using that calculator over and over again. It really is very helpful. It really does a great job. If you don't have the app and you want it, just text the word MOM to 36260. That's 36260. Text the word MOM. And hopefully that's the right number because I've been on vacation. And I had to think about it for a second.
I know. I've never seen you hesitate. And I was like, wait, is she going to get this?
I don't know. I might have messed it up, but it should work. But it really is a great app. And, you know, it gives you all kinds of our home buyer workshops that I've done on YouTube. You can watch them right there. You guys can watch us on YouTube. You guys can, like I said, send us an email. You can run all the calculators. You can do all kinds of stuff.
Matt's nodding yes. You got it right.
I got it right. Okay. Matt, just feel free to pop right in there. It makes you feel better.
All right.
Yes.
Let's go back to cross-qualifying.
Yes, cross-qualifying. So we do want to talk about that. So one of the things that goes along with your offer is your pre-approval letter. When the other listing agent gets all of these offers and they've got, you know, 7 of them laid out, 10 of them laid out in front of them, and they're trying to go through these with the seller and they're trying to decide which offer to accept, many times what they're going to require of the buyer is to be cross-qualified by the lender that they like to work with. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they've got a comfort level with their loan officer that they like to work with, and they know that, you know, they've always had great experience with them and that the loans get closed. And so they want you to get pre-approved basically through another lender. No, you don't have to go and apply on that person's website as well. No, they don't have to pull your credit report as well. But what happens the majority of the time is that I get a phone call or I have to make a phone call to that other lender, to that other loan officer, and I have to go through your qualifications with them. I have to show them your W-2s and your pay stubs, or if you're self-employed, your tax returns, and I have to show them, you know, the approval letter that I received from Fannie Mae or from Freddie Mac. I need to show them that DU or that LP is what it's called. I have to show them the evidence of everything that is in that. So if you think about all computer systems and all decisions are garbage in, garbage out. If I say that you make $10,000 a month, even though you only make $5,000, and I run a decision through the computer system doesn't know that you make $5,000, not $10,000. So I'm going to get a loan approval, or I'm going to get an approved response from the computer system. So this loan officer is going to look at my DU or my LP, Fannie or Freddie's approval, and then they want me to provide them with the documentation to show that the income on that pre-approval that I put in the system is the income that should have been utilized. And so we're going to go through that piece as well. If you didn't do your pre-approval with me before you wrote your offer, and then you call me on the phone and you want me to give you a pre-approval letter without running your credit or doing anything, number one, I have no DU or LP. I cannot run a decision through the computer system unless credit is in my system. And number two, I don't have any paperwork to do a cross qualification. And I can't even tell you, I've had phone calls before from other lenders saying, I need to cross qualify your client. Can you talk to me about them? And it gets really silent really fast, and your chances of getting that house are slim to none. So that is something to be aware of, and that's, again, why we're really pushing on the get pre-approved piece. And give us time. Understand that you're not the only client. We treat you like you are our only client every single time we have got you on our phone. But obviously, we're working with many people, and so we do need time. If you do the application, you've got to give us like 24 hours to be able to get to it, download every single document that you upload, rename every document, put it into folders that we can both access, download the actual application to the computer system, pull your credit, and then start to work through, you know, adding your income, adding your assets, and truing everything up, and then decisioning a loan. Every single pre-approval takes 2 to 3 hours, really, to get through. And so just realize that you've got to give us that time. So if you can be diligent, be upfront, and get that pre-approval done before you fall in love with the house, that is your very best case scenario.
One other thing that happened while you were gone, so okay. I want to bring it up because it has to do with getting pre-approved. So we were sent a referral. So I ended up handling it while you were out. And the
thank you.
Client, you're welcome. The client had been pre-approved through another lender.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that lender had pre-approved them in a county they were not buying in.
Oh,
so they were pre-approved for a loan amount that exceeded the county lending limit. That, luckily in this case, we were able to work it out. However, you want to make sure that when you're getting pre-approved, you are getting pre-approved for the county that you are shopping in, because certain counties have different lending limits and some do not have what we consider a high balance lending limit. So you are set at a specific loan amount that you cannot exceed, even if maybe per se you could qualify for higher. In that county, you cannot.
Well, let's talk about it. So our show goes on Go Country 105, right? Every Saturday morning. You guys are listening to us on Saturday. That's fantastic. But you want to ask us your questions, watch us live at 5 on Wednesdays from YouTube, Facebook, or Twitch. I almost messed that one up. But, you know, San Bernardino and Riverside County, they love country music. A lot of our clients are out there. We love you guys. We've got all of our cowboys out in Norco. Totally fun. Super exciting. But you guys have a lower loan limit for your FHAs and your conventionals than LA County or Orange County does. Ventura, you guys are actually have a little, you got more than San Bernardino and Riverside, but you've got less than LA and Orange. So it is very, very important that you guys are talking to us about where you're looking. And if you do switch counties, make sure that you're calling and saying, hey, am I going to have a problem if I go, you know, look at San Bernardino instead of LA.
Right.
And we need to definitely go through that. And FHA's got even lower limits than conventional does in those counties. Yes. So it's really, really important.
All right, Matt, you got something?
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know, Christopher chimed in, said, makes sense. Thank you for answering the question.
All right. You're very welcome, Christopher. Thank you so much for watching us. We really, really appreciate that. And anytime you need us, just give us a call. Really, we're here to help. Everybody out there, I haven't said in a while. So if you guys want to give us a call, please feel free to do so. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844. We lend for you. That is LEND and the number 4. If you're listening on Saturday morning, just because we are not live on the radio, we do still answer the calls on Saturday mornings. We can get you scheduled and an appointment booked for you to talk to me or Heidi. If you guys like Heidi better, I am totally okay with that. Totally fine with that. But I do talk to about 95% of the people that do call in. Obviously, I was on vacation last week. So anybody that called last week, talked to Carrie and Larry mostly. Cindy did take a couple calls as well. But the majority of the time you are talking to me one-on-one. And so I do need to get that consultation. I need to take notes when we're talking. I need to know who you are when you start calling me back and you're emailing me. I mean, it's just a normal working relationship after that original consultation. But I need to make sure that I have that time to provide to you so that we can make sure that your loan does go through very, very smoothly as we then start to move through the process. So please don't hesitate. Give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. I'd love to talk to you and make sure that we're getting you guys, you know, set and moving forward in the right direction. So we've talked a ton about purchase. Since I started my recorder late, I'm showing that we're at about 34 minutes or so into the show right now. Am I doing my math in my head pretty good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So I do want to talk a little bit about refinance, only because interest rates are really low right now. And I think that it is something that, you know, just about every single homeowner that is out there could be benefiting right now from a refinance. It's, you know, the rate, and the rates have been low. So this is not something that I'm telling you that all of a sudden rates dropped, like, you know, crazy, crazy drop. But the rates are very, very low. I mean, we're doing 30-year fixes. I'm quoting, you know, in the very low threes. The 15 years are, you know, mid twos to high twos. Okay. You know, the rates are really, really great right now. And if you have not called to find out if it's something that you would benefit from, please do that. Take advantage of this situation right now. You know, I have a lot of people that I do talk to that I say there's no benefit, and I'll say it every single time. So I'm not going to talk you into doing something that doesn't make sense. I'm just not. If you're not going to save $200 to $300 a month, it's probably not worth it to do it. I mean, we want to make sure that you're making back your investment into the refinance and then saving, you know, beyond that time. We want that cost to be eaten up fairly quickly. I have a lot of clients that have recently been asking me, well, should I pay points? Should I pay points? And points have been kind of a hot topic. We've talked about quite a few shows in a row as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to get into the bait and switch and everything that has been going on. But if you guys want to know about that more, just go to our YouTube channel, listen to our podcast. There's an entire episode that we talked about all this bait and switch that's going on, so that you can be prepared when you're calling around and you're getting quotes, you know, what to expect and what to look for on those loan estimates and those extra points being charged. But I have a lot of people right now that have been asking me, should I pay points to buy down my rate? And the interest rates are so low. I need everybody to try to understand this and grasp it. And I get it that you're just listening to my voice. So it's not like seeing it on paper. And I'm the kind of person where I learn by seeing and hearing at the same time. Everybody learns different.
Right.
I don't do really, really well when just hearing. But I'm going to try to explain it in a way that makes sense. Right now, interest rates are so low. If the rate is 3.25, let's just say, and I'm just throwing a number out there, at 0 points, and you pay 1 point to buy your rate down to 2.75, let's just say. And it doesn't usually even buy it down that far, but let's 3.25, 1 point's about 3%.
Yeah, I was like, you know, wow.
but even if you dropped your rate that much by paying 1 point, the difference in the monthly payment is very insignificant. And it depends on your loan size, so I can't give you a number, but let's just pretend it's anywhere from $15 to $35 a month. Now, that 1 point, though, is 1% of your loan amount. So if you've got a $400,000 loan amount, and that's an extra $4,000 on top of your normal closing costs, you got to take that $4,000 and divide it by, let's give it $30 a month. It's going to take you like 6 or 7 years to make your money back. And I get it. I have people tell me all the time, well, this is my forever home. I'm not leaving. And I hear it all the time. So every month after 7 years, I'm going to be saving money. Yes, you are. But things can happen. Things change. Number one, if interest rates drop again and you refinance again, boom, money gone. You just wasted it. Number two, something could come up. Somebody could get sick. Somebody could lose a job. You might need to move for some reason. You get relocated with your company. All of a sudden, you get a huge raise at work and you decide you're going to buy another property. There's a lot of things that happen where you think it's going to be your forever home. When you bought the house that you just sold that you were in for 1 year.
1 year.
1 year.
Mm-hmm.
You bought that house and told me, this is it.
This is it until I move out of state and retire.
Right.
Well,
retire.
I'm nowhere
She's
near
young.
Retiring.
Heidi is quite a bit younger than me. She's not near retirement yet. So, you know, and it's a year later and she just sold.
Right.
So, you know, you've got to think that things can come up, and 7 years is a really, really long time. 6 years is a really long time. 5 years is a really, really long time. I want to see you make your money back. I want to see you break even and start saving every single month within about 30 months at the most, 2.5 years. If you're not going to be saving, you're not going to break even within that 2.5 years, I don't want you to pay points. Will interest rates drop further? We don't know. Could they? Sure. Will they go up? Someday. Absolutely. We don't know. And yes, this could be the opportunity to get the lowest rate possible and never have to refinance your house again. But you just don't know.
Yeah. And, you know, I love the it's my forever home, right? I can't wait to find a forever home. But it's not necessarily your forever loan.
Right.
Right. And especially here in California, we refinance more than any other state. And I'm making that statement. I'm pretty sure I'm correct.
No, you're actually 100%. You're 100% correct. And actually, the average time that a homeowner holds on to a loan is typically around 3 years.
Right.
At the longest. Right. Yeah.
And I mean, California, we just do refinance more than anywhere else.
Well, we live in a very expensive state. So, you know, you rack up your credit card debt and then your property goes up in value. And so it's a good way to get your, you know, credit cards under control. That's really kind of the biggest thing. Or it's a really expensive state and you can't afford to go buy that bigger house, but you just had another child and you need another bedroom. So your house went up in value and you're pulling money out to add on that bedroom, add mm-hmm. on that bathroom. A lot of times people are adding on a second story. You know, there's a lot of things that we're doing in California because it's not that easy to find a property that's got the extra bedroom or the extra bathroom or upgrade to, mm-hmm. you know, out of that first-time homebuyer house to you know, that next step.
To the next house, right? Yeah. It takes longer. Also, the cost to refinance in California is not as much as the cost to refinance, say, and I'm going to use New York because New York is an extreme example.
Oh, Texas is expensive too.
Yeah. New York yes. is a lot more. But
it is, yeah.
You know, there are certain states where you just don't refinance because the cost is so astronomical that you're really not doing it unless you're saving thousands.
Right.
You know, which does happen in places like that. But so you say it's your forever home, and you may be there forever, right? My in-laws have lived in their house for 42 years, but they've probably refinanced 12 times.
Right.
So paying points, you like Debbie said, you have to be able to recoup that money and then save.
Right.
To
right.
really make it worth, yeah. you know, your time. I had one scenario while you were gone, and I was running all the numbers and just honestly trying to almost beg this person not to pay points.
Right, right. And sometimes points make sense. You know, I just had one that came up this week where they're cashing out, which is a little bit more expensive of a refinance. The you know, when we do a cash out and we go up to 80% loan to value versus 75% loan to value, mm-hmm. the interest rate goes up again. So the higher that your loan to value and you're cashing out, the higher that the interest rate is.
Right.
And so, you know, there's always that opportunity that you can cash out now and then, you know, wait 3-4 months, you know, until everything kind of updates on the credit report and then refinance again as a rate and term and get a better rate. But, you know, when we looked at it, it actually made sense. They needed all of the cash. We needed to get to the 80% because they needed it. Okay, that's totally fine. If we pay, you know, their loan amount was right around $400,000. So right. it's a perfect example. If they pay $4,000 in points to get their rate to where it would have been if they would have been at 75% loan to value, then the interest rate was the same as the 75. The $4,000 is the same money that it's going to cost you to do a second refinance.
Right.
So we're going to look at every transaction, you know, just your fees, your escrow, title, recording fees with your county, your notary fees to get your document signed, your appraisal fee, you know, all those fees are going to run you right around $4,000, a little bit less, $3,600, a little bit more, $4,200, depending on whether you're a condo or how, you know, big that your property is, how much square footage you have and stuff like that, how big the actual land is. But, you know, you're going to be in that $3,600 to $4,200 range to do a refinance. So if it makes sense to pay the point, we're going to work through that together. I'm not telling you that it never makes sense. It No. does, and it can, and we do it quite frequently. But to buy the rate down for something that is not going to pay off within really 30 months, 36 months at the most, but 30 months really is kind of my piece that I try to get to, mm-hmm. I don't want you to do it.
No, I agree. And that's kind of where I was at. I was like, okay, 2.5 years, can we do it? And I was like, it's going to take, and the one I was looking at was like 9 years. And yeah. I was like, what? No.
Yeah.
No. And the payment difference, I think, was like $22.
Right.
It was like $22, $23. And I was just like, really, monthly payment, $22, $23, or, you know,
yeah.
is, you know, a higher cost loan too. higher loan amount. And I just couldn't see it. And I was just trying to do the numbers to say, why would you pay this?
Right. Well, and unfortunately, a lot of people get really, really caught up in the rate.
Yes.
The actual rate. What is that number?
Mm-hmm.
There, and that... It makes sense. I mean, I can understand right?
Right. You want to see that number.
Yes.
You're like, okay, like 2.99.
Right. Instead of 3%, though it's like, you know, 50 cent difference in your monthly payment, maybe $2 or whatever, depending on your loan size. But, you know, it sometimes it really is just comes down to the excitement of that number. But at the end of the day, you've just got to look at it. Math doesn't lie.
Right.
You know, math is math, and it is telling you whether it makes sense or it doesn't make sense. So we're going to take you through those numbers and make sure that you do understand, you know, what buying those points does and what not buying the points does and how long is, where is your break even piece and all of that good stuff.
Aunt Lori says hello.
Well, hello, Aunt Lori. There we go. We got
another
watcher. I love it. More of my family. They love me. I love them. It's fantastic. Anybody has a question about what we're talking about, give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844. We lend for you. That is LEND and the number 4. Get on my calendar. Get a consultation with me. Let's talk about you. Let's see if a refinance makes sense. Let's talk about your purchase. Let's get you pre-approved. Let's get you out there into the real estate market. I'm telling you, it is so strong right now. It's not at all what we anticipated. It's not what we expected. You know, in March 16th came and they made everybody stay at home and unemployment just all of a sudden was tons of unemployment.
Yep.
And, you know, we really anticipated and expected to start to see property values drop and people losing homes. And, you know, that is not the situation at all. Things are still very strong. Inventory is very limited. It's still a seller's market. Interest rates are just phenomenally low. This is literally the lowest interest rates that I have seen in my career. I have been doing it for more than 25 years, and I've been saying that for the last 4 years on this show. So I'm not really sure what that real number is. I haven't counted it, and I don't want to. But you know, this really is the lowest interest rates that I've seen. And so, if you own a home and you have a loan, if it doesn't make sense, I'm seriously going to tell you, it just doesn't make sense. I will not drag you through the mud and I will not waste your time. But if it does make sense, then we're going to go through the numbers and you're going to see, you know, that it does make sense. And you're going to make the decision if you do want to move forward and you want to get started. You want to call around, you want to get other rate quotes, you want to compare. Absolutely. Please do that. Understand that we are an education show. We are here to help you. We look at other lenders' estimates all the time with clients. Many times I've said that is a fantastic deal, go get it, and made sure that you were being pushed in the right direction. So if you have an estimate right now that you've already received and you want us to just take a look for you, we are happy to do that. Just email it over. It is super easy to remember my email. It's Debbie@mortgagemomradio.com. It's not hard, but feel free to send it over. I'm more than happy to take a look at it. Make sure that you are in the ballpark. You are where things should be. The closing costs aren't being, you know, increased. The points aren't being added. I am more than happy to do that with you. If you guys want to shop around after you talk to us, feel free to do that as well. Get those estimates, send them over. We'll go through all of them and we'll make a decision. If my loan is not the best loan, I'm going to tell you, go get it. And if my loan is the best loan, I'm going to explain why. And the math doesn't lie. So I do just want to make sure that everybody out there listening is hearing that. It is really, really important to have somebody that is working for you. And that is what we're doing. We want you to be happy. I'm not looking for any kind of bad reviews. I just can't afford that. I don't want, you know, things on social media saying that, you know, she, you know, steered me in the wrong direction. I can't afford that. My reputation can't afford that. It is really, really important for me for people to look at me as mom. You know, where do you go when you need advice? You go to mom. And that's why this is Mortgage Mom Radio. I want to make sure that I'm getting you guys where you need to go. And whether that's with me and Heidi and my team getting it done for you, or that's somewhere else and getting it done by somebody else, that's okay too. We are okay with that.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, we tell people that all the time is come to us. We're here to give you advice and lead you down the right path.
Right.
That's either with us or with someone else, as long as it's what's best for you and your future.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt, you look like you had something to tell us.
Yeah. Fritzy has commented, thanks for all you're doing. You have been so accessible and helpful. I can't believe we are less than a week away from getting our keys. Thanks, Debbie and team.
Fritzy, you are almost there, baby. We almost got you there. So we should have, hopefully she's only got just a couple conditions left as of this morning. I think that they were already working on those with Tiffany this afternoon.
Yep.
So we should be getting her cleared up to close by the end of this week.
Yeah.
And she should be closing next week. And thank you so much for watching, Fritzy. We really love that. And, you know, we're always here for you. So please, please reach out whenever you need us. Any single question that you have. Yeah. And that's for everybody listening, guys. Really, we're here to help. We want you to reach out. Get on the calendar, get the consultation, talk to us, whether you've got a loan in process somewhere else right now and, you know, you're not sure if it's a good deal or you're not feeling comfortable with it, get on the calendar. You want to know about, you know, a refinance. Does it make sense? Can you get some debt paid off or can you lower the interest rate? One thing right now that is fantastic with interest rates low is a lot of people have just been going up, you know, $200-$300 a month in monthly payment, but they're shortening their terms from 30 to 15. Yeah. So that's a really great thing to be looking at right now as well. Take advantage of the situation and, you know, maybe be able to retire a little bit earlier than what you had originally expected. Right. So, you know, just call us. It's 844-935-3634. Schedule that appointment with me, and I would love to make sure that we're leading you down the right path in the right direction.
Aunt Lori says she found her paperwork for getting refinancing and she will be calling the mom.
Love it. I love it, Aunt Lori. It's That's time. Great. We've only been talking about it for a couple of years now. So
better late than never.
That's
probably
right.
A great time right now.
It is. Hey, you know what? Her patience has probably worked to her favor.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Guys, it's 844-935-3634. That's 844. We lend for you. That is LEND and the number 4. You can check us out. It's MortgageMomRadio.com. If you guys are computer guys and you like to go to the website, just about everything that you can get on the website, you can get on the phone app. So text the word mom to 36260. You can do all kinds of stuff on the phone app, from applying to your loan, running monthly payments, checking out the affordability calculator, how much can you afford? Gosh, watching our YouTube videos, our first-time homebuyer workshops, emailing me, emailing Heidi.
Especially if you're selling a beautiful house in Arizona.
Yeah, she would love to hear from you. Please reach out to her. if you have an Airbnb rental that is on the water somewhere by the Colorado River, I'd be more than happy to rent that from you. So please reach out.
See?
You know, the moms are here to help.
I might want to rent it just so I can go look at houses.
There you go. There you go. But please, guys, reach out. We'd love to hear from you. We want to help. We want to make sure that we're answering all of the questions that you have. And we want to make sure that we're getting everybody put in the right direction. So, you know, one thing that actually kind of resonated with me, and that was the reason that I brought up refinancing, was I was having a conversation with Chad, with our regional.
Uh-huh.
And we were, you know, just talking about, you know, staffing and turn times and rate locks and, you know, just everything that we have to, on a constant basis, have a communication and conversation
talk about.
And, you know, he said, you know, We're really beefing up our underwriting staff. Obviously, Movement Mortgage has some of the fastest turn times. Really, they do. I mean, even right now where the volume is just through the charts for every mortgage company out there, we're still closing refinances between 30 and 45 days, depending on just kind of how complicated your situation is. But many, many of them are still closing in 30 and sometimes sooner. But, you know, he said we're bumping up, you know, underwriting staff. We don't want to lose a single underwriter. We're doing everything we can to make sure that we're supporting them. And, you know, he said because right now in the situation that we're in, If you're a homeowner, there's a benefit to a refinance. And it just kind of stuck with me. It was a conversation that we had just this morning. And I thought, you know, I've really got to maybe say that again on air. You know, it's important for people to hear. The 30-year fixed rates really are in the low threes. And again, depending on your situation, your loan size, if you're cashing out, how high your loan to value is, if you're in a single family versus a condominium, you know, that I'm never going to throw out a rate. Here's the rate. Call now. Hurry, hurry. Everybody gets it. Not everybody gets the same interest rate. But, you know, I have been locking interest rates in, you know, this week in the low threes and a couple at three. And, you know, 15, I ran one today at 2.75. And, you know, and that's at 0 points. And so, you know, interest rates just really are very, very phenomenal right now. And, you know, whether you know, if you don't need to pull cash out, that's okay. The first question I'm going to ask you if you want to lower your interest rate is, how long have you been in the loan that you're in today?
Yeah.
If you've been in your loan for 5 years, you've been in your loan for 10 years, let's talk about a 20-year fix. Let's talk about a 15-year fix. Mm-hmm. I don't want to start you over. You know, this is an opportunity. Maybe you need the lower payment.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe you need to start over on a 30 because you really need the lower rate and the lower monthly payment. It's really important for you for the cash flow, and that's okay. We'll go through those numbers and go through those things with you. But if you can afford your payment today and you're really comfortable with your payment today, but you're looking at it going, wow, rates are just so much lower. I'm going to save so much money in interest, which you will. Let's look at a shorter term. You know, can you afford maybe a couple hundred dollars more than what you spend today? Because I can't put you in half of your time frame at any other point in my career for a couple hundred bucks a month and cut down, 50% off of the loan term. I just can't. So
right.
That's really a huge thing, or even 20 years to cut off 10 years off of your mortgage. I want you all to listen to that. I mean, can you do it? You know, can you not buy Starbucks? And we're talking about $200. Don't get sushi one night out. I mean,
right. Well, I looked at, so to,
I'm telling you, I order sushi for just me and Shane, and it's like $90.
Please, I drive my kid through McDonald's and it's $50.
Right.
Honestly, it's three people through McDonald's these days. It's honestly $45, $50 and it's McDonald's.
Right.
One time.
Right. It's crazy.
I was talking to my husband about how much with COVID we have saved. And he said, how? You were having groceries delivered. I said, but I'm not doing anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, and then I thought, but I'm not missing anything.
Right.
How much money I have saved from frivolous spending.
Sure.
That I don't even realize I do.
Right.
Right.
Right. Absolutely. So that's going to wrap it up. That's about the end of the show here. If you guys want to talk to us, give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. You guys want to watch us live at 5 on Wednesdays, make sure you guys go to YouTube, subscribe to our channel, and click that notification button so that you know when we do go live. But it is every Wednesday at 5. If you guys like Facebook, make sure that you follow our Facebook page so that you also know when we go live. We're always here for you. Check out Twitch. If you guys are gamers, we're there. And if you guys like to listen to podcasts, we've got our podcast. We've had it going for 3-4 years now, so every episode that we've done is there, and you guys can go back and listen to all kinds of great stuff. But it's Mortgage Mom Radio. Everywhere you guys search Mortgage Mom Radio, you'll find us. And get a consultation, give us a call, get on my calendar. And if you want Heidi's calendar, that's totally okay with me. Just kidding, I love talking to people. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844. We lend for you. That is LEND and the number 4. We love you guys so much. You have a fantastic weekend, and we'll be back next week.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.0058339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926. Heidi Slagle Points, California DBO 1666881.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call Mom.